Audacity.
The Governor General in Baste informed that the SKN head of government no longer has enough support to continue being Prime Minister. I am Ken Richards with the Caribbean News Roundup. The leaders of the People's Action Movement, PAM, and the Concerned Citizens Movement, CCM, have written to the Governor General of St. Kitts and Nevis, Sir Tapley Seton, following an ultimatum given to Prime Minister Timothy Harris that ended at midnight on Wednesday, April 20th. Both PAM's Sean Richards and CCM's Mark Brantley on Thursday made it clear that they had to take further action following what they described as an unsatisfactory response to these two political leaders of the Team Unity leader and Prime Minister Dr. Harris of the People's Labour Party. PAM leader and Deputy Prime Minister Sean Richards delivered what his supporters described as much required straight talk.
Every time we tried by offering an open hand of partnership, Dr. Harris extended a closed fist of deception, delay, and mistrust. Therefore, we have been left with no alternative but to take decisive action. Given that he has refused to resolve, he left us with no alternative but to dissolve. We have acted in the interest of the people of St. Kitts and Nevis. Therefore, today, 21st April 2022, six of nine government MPs have decided to act to preserve the gains of the last 6 years and to build on this foundation we have laid. It is in this context that these six MPs informed His Excellency the Governor General, Sir Tapley Seton, via letter that we have decided to choose a trusting, solid unity rather than coercion and confusion. We informed His Excellency that we no longer support nor do we have any confidence in Prime Minister Dr. Timothy Harris. As a consequence, the six MPs also informed the Governor General that we repose our full trust and confidence in the Honorable Sean K. Richards to serve as Prime Minister of our country. Indeed, we, the majority, chose to be the conscience of this nation. We try to avoid the arrival of this position, but the Prime Minister has consistently in recent times failed to live by the high ideals required for national leadership, failed to engage his team members in important decisions of government, and he has reneged on his pledges and his agreements.
Brantley, who is also the Premier of Nevis, told the nation of St. Kitts and Nevis they planned moving forward to resolve the issues that have been plaguing the three-party coalition. He spoke to the issue on Thursday afternoon on Freedom FM.
And we waited for response. That response would have come at 1:51 a.m. this morning via email. And that response ran to some 18 pages. It was an exercise in futility because having looked at the response in those 18 pages, we could see no indication that the Honorable Prime Minister was minded to consider, far less to compromise in relation to the various matters that had been raised. The letter ran 18 pages and spoke about governance and principles that should guide cabinet. It made accusations. It said who understood and who didn't understand government and how government should be run. But the bottom line is that the issues that we confront and the issues that have been plaguing the functioning of the government and the functioning of the cabinet were largely ignored. And so on none of the issues that we have raised since the 6th of April was there any response that we could look at and say that this would form the basis for some meaningful discussions going forward. To that end, we have activated other measures, and I am advised that communication has been sent to His Excellency, the Governor General, indicating the position that we currently hold, that the Honorable Timothy Harris does not command the support of a majority of elected members in the National Assembly. It is a matter for the GG, His Excellency, to act. We believe, based on legal advice that we have taken, that he does in fact have the authority to act, and therefore we have invited him to do so.
The status quo will no longer stand, Brantley informed the nation, suggesting that Prime Minister Harris had failed to take necessary action and the targeting of the leaders of the other two parties in the coalition.
And the principle that we would not undermine or seek to attack each other. Imagine, for example, that in response to the clear evidence that operatives associated closely with the Prime Minister have taken to the airwaves and to social media to attack me as a leader of CCM, to attack Sean Richards as a leader of PAM, to attack other members. In fact, no less a person than our ambassador to the United Nations has taken to state-owned media ZIZ to accuse a sitting member of the cabinet of being a thief. These things cannot be right. It suggests to me that these are issues where there is no effort to compromise. There is no effort to correct course. There is absolutely no interest in saving this construct that we have called Team Unity as currently configured.
Prime Minister Timothy Harris did deliver a brief address on Thursday afternoon, focusing on the coming state funeral of former Nevis Premier Ambassador Vance Emery, while making mention also about the current Team Unity situation his two coalition partners were explaining to the country and the region.
The period of mourning will come to an end on April 30th, 2022. During this period, we must reflect respectfully on the life and work of the late Ambassador Vance Emery. He has made a sterling contribution to this Federation as a whole, and to Nevis in particular. It would be good and decent to honor his memory with serenity and solemnity in an environment void of agitation and divisive conduct. You're all aware that certain misgivings are in the public domain with respect to the issues raised by the Team Unity partners. I wish to assure you, as your Prime Minister, that the country remains stable and every effort will be made to maintain the peace and tranquility of our beloved Federation. I have taken steps as Prime Minister to answer the several issues raised by my partners in the Team Unity Coalition. I have responded to those issues in writing. I intend to respect the period of mourning. I call on all political actors and parties to exercise restraint and demonstrate good judgment and respect during this period.
A look now in relation to the race for the top job of the Commonwealth Secretariat. Here's OSA's Roy Sanford.
Jamaica's Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kamena Johnson-Smith, on Thursday formally launched a candidature for Secretary General of the Commonwealth. In a statement made in London, where she's currently holding a series of high-level meetings, Johnson-Smith said she has been able to get support from stakeholders on a bid to lead the 54-nation bloc. I have been provided with the opportunity to engage with members of the Board of Governors, to listen to their views and interests, and to solicit support from stakeholders, she said in her statement. It has been a true privilege to share my vision and my pledge, if appointed, to lead the Secretariat in re-energizing the delivery of meaningful support to all our Commonwealth member states. Johnson-Smith pointed out that she got the inspiration to vie for the top job by the unique relationships that make up the Commonwealth. As a national and representative of a small state, I am truly inspired by the unique relationships that characterizes our Commonwealth, she wrote. The Commonwealth Charter provides a strong framework for promoting peace and prosperity, as well as modalities for cooperation among our member states, fostering friendship, fraternal dialogue, and mutual respect.
In Dominica, the citizens who on Wednesday walked in Roseau for, in their words, peace, justice, and prosperity were privy to what one activist dished out as a lesson in the country's constitution.
the 50s, there were uprisings in Dominica against the crown and their policies against the people. So the people stood up. Iolibra stood up. Henceforth, we have the Public Order Act, which says to walk on the road, you need permission. To talk on the road, you need permission. To gather, you need permission. However, in 1978, we got a constitution which made Dominica an independent country under its own laws. Yes. The supreme law is the constitution. We, according to the Constitution of Dominica, 1978, do not need permission from anybody to gather on the street or in any public place. We do not need permission to go from point A to point B. And when we go from point A to point B, it is not a procession. It cannot qualify as a procession. And anybody calling it a procession is being mischievous.
Kashmir Richards, who also described himself as a small business owner, suggested that the Dominica Constitution supports people being able to work as part of their rights without having to ask permission from the police.
The Constitution is the supreme law of Dominica. Subject to the provision of this Constitution, if any other law is inconsistent with the Constitution, this Constitution shall prevail, and the other law, to the extent of inconsistency, be void. Look at the Public Order Act, officer. Can it be consistent with the 1978 Constitution, of where people have the freedom to gather, the freedom to express themselves, and the freedom of movement?
Activist Kashmir Richards. Some of those who participated in the walk on Wednesday said they had been approached prior to the walk and told that it was likely they could be slapped with charges. And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
Let's get to know our region better with OSAR Radio and Ken Richards. OSAR Radio.